gold leaf adorns many buildings in the City of London, some within the shadow of the Bank of England. And while the BOE and its fellow central banks attempted to stabilize the financial markets this week, many eyes turned back to the precious metals like gold.
There's now a total loss of faith and trust in the system. And when people lose faith like that, they move towards a hard, tangible asset like gold.
On Wednesday, gold futures saw their biggest one-day jump in history, up $70. A week is a long time in politics, and as we have seen, also in the markets.
Gold briefly topped $1,000 an ounce back in March, but was down 27% from that high this time last week, while oil was down nearly a third from its super spike in July. But all that changed with the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers.
Unlike holding shares or bonds or even a bank account, holding a physical commodity means you don't have to rely on the financial health of a so-called counterparty, such as a bank or a company or a government. A big reason people turn to commodities as a safe haven. Commodities also benefited this week from the dollar's weakness, meaning investors could get more dollars and hence more commodities for their money.
When the dollar's weak, you tend to find a lot of investors like to move into commodities because a lot of the commodities are denominated in US dollars anyway. So as a result, they become cheaper to consume and more expensive to produce, which tends to be bullish for commodities. And secondly, commodities are used as a hedge against a declining dollar.
So who can take advantage of this? Well, you're unlikely to stick a few barrels of oil in the basement. Gold is another story.
10 ounces of gold could fit in the palm of your hand. You could store it at home if you wanted. Storage costs are very low. Insurance costs are very low.
Of course, there were plenty of voices this past summer that warned commodities were then in bubble territory. And it looked like that might be true until this week. Now there are bulls calling for gold to push over $1,000 an ounce once more. And this time, stay there, as long as financial markets look a bad bet. Jim Bolden, CNN, London.